That is the bottom line in this situation. Many companies will say, OK, we can take somewhat of a hit. We'll try and take this cost on. Our margin will reduce a little bit. But at 15%, I don't believe there's any margin left from any of these companies.
And we are talking companies like Abbott, who have huge facilities in Donegal Town and in Sligo as well.
Absolutely. And, it's the single biggest area, 60 billion, I think, involved in this overall. It's the single biggest area of concern for Irish industry, because at the end of the day, the sales price is the sales price. You know, companies, say, for instance, if you're taking Kerrygold butter, which is in a different area, up to a pound of that butter could cost $9 in the States at the moment. It would be argued that Kerrygold could take a little bit of a hit on that. They could reduce their own costs in Kerry. They could perhaps take a hit. I don't believe that sort of flexibility is there in the pharmaceutical sector. I think 15% is just too high. And I think as a result, people like Abbott will be coming back and looking at key issues. And this is where I want to call on the Irish government to get involved in this situation. Our government, the IDA and Enterprise Ireland, have to be going into Abbott and those other 900 companies which are exporting to the US. And they've got to be saying to them today, how can we help you? Where are the areas we can help you with in terms of new markets, or whether it's in marketing, whether it's in promotion? And I think critically in the Northwest, and more than the rest of the country, in their costs, their energy costs, electricity prices are gone crazy.